Welcome to Stillness in the Storm audiocast series. I'm Jan Alco, and I'm here with my co-author, Sarah Eager.
Hi, everyone. We're really excited to share this series of conversations with you based on our book about managing fear and uncertainty.
You know, Sarah, when we look around at the world today, there's so much coming at us constantly. Political upheavals, climate change, economic instability, and it's all streaming through our phones and TVs non-stop.
Yes, that's true. And it's not just the big global issues, isn't it? Many people are dealing with personal challenges too. Maybe difficult family backgrounds, loss, illness, or just everyday stresses that keep piling up.
So that's why we felt this work was so important. The statistics on anxiety and depression keep rising in both adults and children. People are really struggling to find calm in the chaos.
And what happens when we can't find that calm? We might withdraw from relationships, lose our sense of who we are, or turn to coping mechanisms that actually make things worse.
Which is where understanding our nervous system becomes crucial. Can we talk about that a bit, Sarah?
Sure. So I think people these days are more aware of how our nervous system is working. And in general, we can have three systems that we talk about. And the first one, which people are quite familiar with, is called the threat response. And sometimes this is called the fight, flight, and freeze system. So it's really good when we're facing danger, real danger. But the problem is that it tends to fire up just as easily when we're watching upsetting news or worrying about the future.
And our brains can't tell the difference between real threats and imagined ones.
That's right. And so that threat system is being triggered a lot these days just by our lifestyle and things going on in the world. And then there's also what we call the doing system. And this one runs on dopamine and it keeps us quite active, getting things done. But also when we're checking emails and scrolling social media, because it's also quite addictive and this can leave us feeling really exhausted.
But there's a third system, isn't there? The soothing system.
Yes, and for most of us, this one is seriously underused. This is the part that calms and relaxes us and helps us to feel safe and connected. And this is what our series is designed to help activate.
Because when we're calm, we can think clearly and respond resourcefully rather than just reacting from fear.
Yes, that is the key insight. And this is also where the spiritual dimension comes in. We're not necessarily talking about religion, although that can be part of it, but spirituality in the broader sense.
Right. It's about that inner core that gives us our sense of wholeness and identity, that feeling we get when we're absorbed in nature or creative work, where we tap into something deeper than our everyday roles and worries.
Absolutely. And when we connect with that spiritual self, we feel part of something bigger. We're not so isolated or self-centered. And we can also see challenges as opportunities to grow.
So in this audiocast series, we're offering seven spiritual tools. Each one helps us return to that stable, calm centre.
That's right. And let's just list those tools now. So the first tool is we start with creating inner safety. We do this through visualization. Then the second is being present through mindfulness practice. And these help us to stop dwelling on the past or catastrophizing about the future.
The third tool is about exploring self-compassion, learning to be kind to ourselves, which is so important for healing.
And tool four is about stepping back and witnessing our thoughts without being overwhelmed by them. And that's incredibly freeing.
The fifth tool focuses on empowerment, expressing who we truly are and practicing forgiveness.
And the sixth tool is connecting, both inwardly and with something beyond ourselves, to really discover all the resources we already have.
And the final seventh tool is all about discovering inner peace through meditation. Even practicing any of these tools for just a minute or two can help us recover calm.
And Jan, who would you say this series is really for?
Well, anyone who recognizes they need to calm their mind and is open to this broader spiritual approach, such as people managing everyday stress, those facing particular challenges, or anyone wanting to build their emotional resilience.
And in fact, I think we do have a final chapter after the last tool, which is putting it all together as resilience. That's correct, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I guess we should also be clear about what this isn't. If someone is experiencing severe anxiety, trauma, depression, or other significant mental health issues, they really should seek professional help.
Absolutely. This is a complement to professional support, not a replacement. We want people to be safe and get the help they need.
So before we dive into the tools in our upcoming episodes, we're now going to play a track that will guide you through a simple relaxation practice, because we all know that just a few minutes of calm can make a real difference. So we're going to listen to that track now, which is called Breathe and Relax. And it
Meditation. Breathe and relax. Sit in a comfortable chair and plant both feet on the floor, arms loosely by your side and hands in your lap. Shut your eyes and become conscious of your breathing. How does your breath feel in your body? Is it smooth or irregular? Or are you holding on to your breath? Begin to regulate the breathing so that you spend about the same amount of time inhaling as you do exhaling. Try and breathe into your stomach rather than your chest. Imagine your chest being quite still while your stomach softly moves outwards with every inhalation. With each breath in, your stomach will rise. And with each breath out, it will fall. Now, starting from your feet and gradually moving up your body, tense the muscles on the inhalation and relax on the exhalation. first your toes. Then your ankles. Your calf muscles. And then your thighs. Continue moving up your body, tensing each limb with each in-breath, and letting go of the tension with each out-breath. Clench your fists, and then let go. Hunch your shoulders and then breathe out and let go. Carefully clench your teeth, then let go. Inhale. And open your eyes and your mouth as wide as you can. Then relax your face completely. And all the time, be conscious of your breathing in and out. And be aware of your abdomen rising and falling with each breath. Notice where your breath enters and leaves.
Relaxation practice, because we all know that just a few minutes of calm can make a real difference. So we're going to listen to that track now, which is called Breathe and Relax, and it lasts about 5.5 minutes.
Great.
Wow, that felt really good, didn't it?
It certainly did, because the journey to calm just starts with a single breath. A single moment of choosing to activate that soothing system we talked about.
So, whatever storm you're weathering right now, we're here to help you find stillness within it.
You'll find a lot more detail about every tool with ideas for practice, rescue remedies, audio recordings, and positive affirmations in our book, Stillness in the Storm. 7 Tools for Coping with Fear and Uncertainty. It's published by the Janki Foundation and available in paperback, audiobook, and ebook formats.
So, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in the next episode, which is focused on the calming tool of creating inner safety. Goodbye.
Goodbye.